Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Obviously, Baldy, the firing of Brian Daboll, we'll get to that in just a second. I do want to start, though, with the play of Jackson Dart and him getting hurt. Do you think that any of that is on the head coach, Brian Daboll, the play calling, the way they've used Jackson Dart since he's taken over as starter?
No question. There's no question about it. I mean, first of all, they had a play in the first half where they put Bellinger on Montez Sweat, the only decent pass rusher the Bears have. He collapsed the pocket. He's on the middle of the sea, in the middle of Soldier Field with his helmet off, holding his head. After everything that's happened to him, I thought Taylor Bethune put him to sleep last week on a run up the middle. And then that run on second and six in the third quarter with 5:15 to go, up 20-10. And that's when, the ball got stripped out of his hands by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Yep.
Like, why is he running? Why are they running a read option? Why not Tyrone Tracy, Devin Singletary? Why is he running it? Like, he's a great runner, I get it. But they did the same thing with Daniel Jones, and they ruined him physically. They did the exact same thing. Like, I do think that's a part of it right here.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe even more damning here is that he was clearly concussed, and he goes back out to play football. And then they pull him after he threw a pass and a couple of plays. So where's the checkpoints? Where's the culpability? What happened there?
I don't know. They have independent, people, doctors that are in charge of that. Independent because they don't want the team to, like, do what we saw Brian Daboll do, like go into the tent after him. That's why he was fined so heavily.
Yeah.
Like, this is because players, they can't protect themselves. Like, they're just the competitive juices flow, and Jackson Dart, other players too. You need somebody that's not involved making those decisions so that we don't get these head injuries the way that we see them. And that's why all these protocols are in place.
Yeah, no question. All right, so Baldy, let's push this forward here. All right, we spent a lot of time today talking about, obviously, Daboll yesterday and Shane today. And it's, listen, maybe Shane's back. The way it was worded kind of caught us off guard, whatever. But you really know the league, and you know the health of most of these buildings here. When you compare the Giants, their ownership at this point, the way they're run, the amount of true football people in the building, how does it stack up with some of the other teams in the NFL?
Well, I mean, the record speaks for itself. I mean, it doesn't stack up. It doesn't stack up with what the Rams have done under McVay and Les Snead. It doesn't stack up with the way Seattle just made certain moves to get competitive again. It doesn't stack up with what goes on 90 miles south of them in Philadelphia. It doesn't stack up. They're not built for the long term. I mean, the Eagles make one move after another. If they make a mistake, they basically sweep, like Bryce Huff. They signed him to a $51 million deal. It didn't work out. Here's Jalen Phillips. He's the best player on the field last night. They reward their players with handsomely, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Jalen Hurts. When their players perform, they don't go looking for somebody else. They, like Saquon, like they get a good player in, they make sure that player is a part of, the nest for a long time. It doesn't stack up with what's going on in this league.
You think it's an attractive job for the next head coach?
Well, I think it can be. It can be. There's a lot of pieces in place. We've seen, immediate turnarounds in Indianapolis. They got the right quarterback. They got, they've got a star running back. They're very competitive right now. Things can turn around in a hurry in this league. We've seen that. Turned around in Seattle in 2 years. They got the right guy there. They're knocking on the door to win the division. It happens all the time if you get the right guys making the right decisions.
Boldy, if the Giants called you and they said, all right, help us out here. You're a local guy, need a little direction. You know, give us a list of three people where experience and temperament, things that you think would play in New York. Who would you put on that list for the Giants to really go after aggressively as head coach?
Well, that guy that they showed in the booth last night in Green Bay, Jeff Heffley, you know, he's been in this league, coached in this league. He's been a head coach at Boston College. Kind of reminds you of the other guy that came from Boston College that won a couple Super Bowls here. His defense is fantastic. They led the league or second in the league in takeaways a year ago. Mm-hmm. He's got a real blueprint for how to play. Xavier McKinney leaves the Giants. He's an all-pro free safety with Green Bay. Like, that would be a guy. I would talk to Spags. Like, I don't know how Spags keeps getting overlooked, but every year his defense helps him get to a Super Bowl again. Those are guys that, you know, I would be interested in talking to.
But, Boldy, with all due respect, and listen, you know much more than I do, but, I mean, it's time to get somebody who's done the job. I cannot run the risk of a guy being overwhelmed and then just 5 years from now, the Giants still being a train wreck. There's no way.
Well, then you just go look at the Sean McVay tree, because there's five head coaches in this league right now, including Matt LaFleur. But, you know, in Jacksonville, they're all out of Sean McVay's tree. He trains coaches the way Andy Reid trained coaches. You know, a lot of these guys, first-time guys, are having a lot of success right now. You go to Baltimore and look at what Mike McDonald's doing. You go to some winning franchises that have turned out head coaches. And, you know, there's a proven track record with young guys. But, you know, I mean, does Matt Nagy float your boat?
No.
Like he, okay, there you go. I mean, but Matt
Mike
Nagy.
McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, I mean, I would move on from that.
You would,
Yeah, he doesn't float my boat.
The Dallas gave him 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, he won 12 games every year.
Huh?
He won 12 games every year. Look at Dallas now without him.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've made a lot of bad business decisions too. You know, like, you know, it's just a poorly constructed team right now. That's not really, you know, anybody's fault, but, you know, the front office.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I want to get back to the Jackson Dart aspect of this, Baldy. So what do you think a new head coach is supposed to do with him? If his greatest ability so far is the read option and running, which obviously you don't want to take that all away because it's going to be successful, how would you suggest coaching Jackson Dart to maximize what he could do on the football field?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, the guy plays the game fearless, not just because of the way he runs. His throws are fearless throws. Like, he knows what he's looking at. He's got a very clear picture. I mean, to me, if they were building this thing the right way, there's no reason to me that Jackson Dart can't be what we're looking at in Drake May. I just saw Drake May this past week in Tampa. Like, that kid, now he's not, he does run and he does scramble. Not the way Jackson Dart does, not as often. But they don't have plays in him for him to run. They hand it off to Travion Henderson or Ramondre Stevenson. But he's not, they don't have designed runs for him. Like, that's just, you're already going to get hit enough. You know, and so I think physically they're very similar. I think the mentality is very, very similar. And the difference is the head coach in New England and the offensive coordinator that holds every single person in that building accountable every day and coaches them hard. I was talking to Drake on Sunday about how what the week is like and the demands that are put on players. That's where it's got to start right now. These guys, you know, the offsides, the hold, you know, when they're up 20-10 by the offensive line, like, you can't just walk off the field when Runyon and Schlottman are backing you guys up when you got a chance to put that game on ice in Chicago on Sunday.
You know, Baldy, we were talking about the possible head coaching candidates. A guy I've always loved has been Josh McDaniels. I know he's failed a couple of different times. Any chance you'd give him a look here if you're the Giants?
I don't know. He's had two opportunities, and he hasn't been good in either one. I don't know a third opportunity is going to be any better. He is a great play caller. He works excellent with quarterbacks. There's no question. There would be a, I believe that Jackson would improve, but I don't, you know, you haven't seen the team respond to him around the quarterback in the offense.
Yeah, true. If you believe in maturity, then maybe you're a proponent of at least having a conversation with Lane Kiffin. That gets you excited all or no?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, Lane is in demand everywhere. I just did a Texas Tech game, a BYU game, and his name is mentioned at LSU, Florida, every spot right now. But he's coaching the NFL. His dad coached in the NFL. Like, he's got NFL pedigree.
Yeah.
You know, he coached Jackson Dart for 3 years. He got Jackson Dart basically drafted in the first round. He can coach. He's got a good offense. His concepts work. Yes, I would talk to Lane. It might cost a lot of money, but it could work.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants have money. I mean, if they don't want to spend money, then just keep taking shortcuts, and in 5 years we'll just reset and have the same conversation. I mean, money. Nobody wants to hear about the money. I mean, I know you're not saying that they wouldn't spend
it. No, you're right. They should.
Come on.
You're in the game to win.
Yes.
Like, money shouldn't have any, especially for the head coach. And his coaching staff that he wants. Now, you know, can he get a GM, you know, that can build the team in his eyes the way he wants the team built? You know, and is Joe that guy? I don't know. But, like, yes, I would absolutely talk to Lane. And money, the check and how much it costs to get him, or any coach that, you know, that you really want to be the difference maker, it shouldn't be a factor.
What about Belichick, Boldy? We've talked about him. I know how big of a fan you are of Belichick. You think the game is passing by, or would you take a look at him for this opening?
Well, if he could get Josh McDaniels to run the offense for him, you know, I would be interested.
Oh, maybe, like, Patricia for defense as well. You could have Belichick head coach, McDaniels, and then potentially Patricia?
Yeah, I mean, I would be interested in that. I don't think that Bill at this time should be the general manager the way he was in New England.
I agree.
Work out good.
He's not good at that.
He did not pick good players. They missed on a lot of picks. And if he's in charge, and he's in charge of the draft, you can't. I don't know that any coach can do it anymore like that. It's just too hard. Rabel's got Elliott Wolf up there right now. They've done a great job in the draft, great job in free agency. I'm sure Rabel had to sign off on a lot of this stuff. He's hands-on. But, I mean, that's really – That's the franchise that you got to look at right now that's doing it the right way. But yes, I would be interested in Bill if he said, "Get me a general manager that can come in here and build this team the right way with the, you know, spending the right money and drafting the right players and all of that."
You know, a lot of we just reach for these names, and we've given you some new ones, so it's not like we're just lazily picking names out, but. You know, the Gruden name comes with a lot of energy and a lot of intrigue. Is there enough substance there with Gruden at this point for you to have a serious conversation?
Well, I mean, I like John and I respect John, but honestly, he was not good with the Raiders. Now, maybe Mike Mayock was his general manager, but they didn't turn things around with the Raiders there. You know, he won a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's team. You know, and he got it done. He made it happen. You know, and Monty Kiffin, they did a great job winning there. But I wouldn't say that, you know, his time out of football to go to the Raiders, that he was making a big difference at that point. Like, I know he's studying his film, and I know he's looking at all the new trends and all the things that have changed in his game, which is immense since he won a championship. But, you know, I mean, I would be interested in talking to him and picking his brain about things, and if he – you know, at least having the conversation.
Hey, Boldy, real fast. Listen, some of these wins are ugly, whether it's 39-38 or, you know, pretty gross this past week against the Browns. But you seen any signs that Aaron Glenn is starting to stabilize things and maybe kind of getting a little rhythm as the coach first year or what?
Well, I mean, I do. I see fewer penalties.
Yep.
You know, they're not beating themselves. Look, Cleveland's a great defense, and they struggled for almost three full quarters. But they did kind of, like, Brees, you know, popped that screen. He popped a run. The offensive line kind of did good at the end of that third quarter and into the fourth quarter. And they played keep away and they scored. And so, you know, the special teams lost that game against Pittsburgh week one. They've made a change there. They've got the right guy in there. So I feel like piece by piece, we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround. They're buying in. You can see the celebration. I mean, it's their second win. It's against Cleveland. But to see the guys celebrating in the end zone gave me like hope that they're on the right track. And let Moogie take these picks and let's see what he can do with them. You know, I think the trades were really good. The assets are good. The money is there. Let's see what they can do with it, because I do feel like they should try to win every single game. Every game is important. This game on Thursday night against the Patriots is a measuring stick. It might be a blowout. The Patriots are really good, but I like to see how they compete Thursday.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, my pleasure, guys. Yep. Okay.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.